We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort. Rob, before we dive into you heading back to Albany tomorrow, any reaction from what happened last night?
Well, I thought it was... On the Republican side, I thought the Lee Zeldin had a great victory, right? I mean, it was a four-way primary, and he got, you know, by everything I've seen, you know, 40+% of the vote, which is really a strong showing that the party is largely united behind him already. And I think now that the primary is over, he will unite that party. We have to be united, but he had a very emphatic victory. Governor Hochul's victory, I don't know, was ever really in doubt. She was up against two B candidates. The matchup that I think we all expected and anticipated is now set. But I thought Lee Zeldin's victory spoke volumes about the kind of race he's run, the kind of candidate he is, and what people can expect between here and November. So I'm very excited for Lee.
Could he pull off a George Pataki win this fall, do you think?
There's no question. This is the best chance that our party has had to capture the governor's mansion since George Pataki was there. And I say that for a variety of factors. Obviously, the climate, you look at what he sort of pointed out, what Democrats and what I've experienced certainly the last several years under one-party control, all the metrics that you would measure a state moving in the right direction are going in the wrong direction. And New Yorkers, by most polls, will tell you that New York State is headed in the wrong direction. They're concerned about the direction of New York State, whether it's the economy, whether it's crime and public safety, whether it's taxes. And the Democrats have no answer for these issues. In fact, most of their answers would actually make each of those issues infinitely worse. And so I think for Lee, the issues that voters are going to be talking about, the issues that voters are going to be caring about here in New York, from Long Island all the way to Western New York, he is on the right side of those issues. He needs to speak to those issues. He needs to let people know there is an alternative to the Democratic Party here in New York State. It's alive and well. It's the Republican Party. And I think Lee has a really good chance. It's not going to be easy, but he's prepared to do the work. I know that. And that, I absolutely believe, gives him a great shot at being our next governor.
You're heading back to Albany. The governor has called lawmakers back for a special session to address gun control. What are you expecting the proposals to be after the Supreme Court struck down part of New York's concealed carry law?
So as of last night when I went to bed, Brian and Susan, I had still not seen any bills or language. Of course, I only see it on Twitter, which tells you a lot right there that they have not been able to reach out to me or reach out to my conference to let us know what to expect. The expectation is, you know, from all the reports, is they're going to be clear, the state Supreme Court the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the permitting process and the arbitrary nature of how you would go about getting a concealed carry permit in New York State. Now, if you get a permit for a pistol for personal protection to exercise your Second Amendment rights, for most people in New York State, outside of certain counties, you can't take the gun with you outside the home. The gun remains in the home. And New York is not an open carry state, right? It's a concealed carry state. But you can't exercise your Second Amendment right to protect yourself, because even though you've gotten a pistol permit, you couldn't carry it with you. The Supreme Court said that that's unconstitutional. That does not keep in line with the Second Amendment or previous rulings. So now the Democrats are going to try to come up with, some changes to the permitting process. It sounds like they're going to require live fire exercises, an in-person interview. Instead of with a judge making the call, it's probably going to be some bureaucrats. They're also talking about, you know, this is sort of, they're also talking about making sure guns aren't going to be in hospitals and schools and public buildings. That's the case now, right? Like that's already the case. So you're not doing anything on that front. They're trying to act as though the Supreme Court ruling is just there's going to be guns in the subway. I got news for you, Governor Hochul and others. There are guns in the subway. You know who has them? Criminals. There's been shootings in the subway. It's not as though criminals are waiting around going, oh, thank God the Supreme Court struck this rule down. Now we can bring our guns. They're already doing that. And so, this only applies to those who go through the permit process, who want to protect themselves, their family, their person. In Niagara County, it's already this way. Niagara County has one permit, to conceal carry permit. If you get approved, you have the right to conceal carry. I have that permit. That is why many people go and get a handgun and go through that very lengthy and arduous process already. So I'm sure there's going to be several bills that will be passed that will try to further infringe on this process. Many of them will either do nothing because it's already going to be the case, and we'll see if they do anything else that results in further court action. But what they should be doing is abiding by the Supreme Court ruling, which abides by the U.S. Constitution.
But now, Senator, isn't it unusual that it's a mystery what you're actually being asked to vote for this close to a session?
No, I would say, Susan, unfortunately, it's not that unusual as you would think. Now, at some point, we will obviously, my conference and I will get this legislation. We will have to brief it in our conference. Our staff will have to go through it. We'll have to get briefed. And only after we're briefed and fully prepared to debate the bill, I suspect, and vote on it, will we then actually go to the floor to vote on it. So it's a special session. I think a lot of this is being driven by the governor. So her folks obviously have to come up with the bills and she's calling it. So it's essentially her agenda to a large extent that we're going to be voting on. So, I don't even know if she knew fully what she wanted to do. I think she knew she wanted to do something. This is more about politics than it is about policy. We're not going back to do major policy. This is about politics. She wants to be able to say, she's protecting people, when actually what the Supreme Court did is allow people to protect themselves as prescribed by the U.S. Constitution. So we're not protecting anybody. We're actually infringing on the right to protect people by forcing law-abiding citizens to not be able, again, to carry that gun for protection, or by making it harder for them to do that. The only people who go through the permit process, I can promise you, are law-abiding folks. Criminals do not do that. Criminals already carry their weapons concealed, and they don't get the permit process. So everything we're talking about only applies to law-abiding New Yorkers, not to criminals, not to the increase in crime, to the increase in shootings, to the increase in violent crime across our cities in New York State. So that's the unfortunate reality. And that's, again, why I think Lee Zeldin has a great chance to win in November by talking about issues just like this.
Hey, thank you, Rob, for joining us this morning. Rob Ort is State Senate Minority Leader. They'll be heading back to Albany for a special session beginning tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.